Well, praise the Lord. Let's get right into the message. Mark chapter 4. The message today is the blade, the ear, and the full corn. You know, so we're going to find out what that is all about. And, you know, I believe the Lord is going to bless your hearts if you stay with me in this message. So we're talking about the blade, the ear, and the full corn. Mark chapter 4 and verse 26. And he said, that's Jesus, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First, the blade, then the ear, and after that, the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Can somebody say amen? Amen. This has many applications. He talks about, you know, of course, the kingdom of God, how it grows, you know, how it starts a little and how it grows and so forth like that. But I'm going to bring a different application today, because the word of God is beautiful for every situation. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to bring a different application today, and I believe the Lord is going to bless your hearts. But before I do, let me read John chapter 12 and verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abide alone. But if it dies, then it brings forth much fruit. Amen. So that ties into what we read. You know, as you plant something, it brings forth much fruit. But there is a process to the bringing forth of the much fruit. There is a process to the bringing forth of the much fruit. Now, I am going to, like I said, by the grace of God, bring a different application today. So let me say this. Let me just put this out right here at the beginning of this message, so you know what to expect. You know, and here is it. You know, and the Lord is going, you know, to make it happen for you, even if you don't know how. Remember, he said, you know, let's go back to Mark chapter 4. He said, look, you know, it happens by itself. It brings forth fruit. They don't know. You don't know what is happening. You know, you rise and go back to Mark chapter 4, please. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. He doesn't know how the seed, when you cast the seed into the ground, verse 27 says, you don't even know. You sleep, you wake up, but, you know, the next verse says, it brings forth fruit of itself. You know, so let's look at what that might mean for us today. It means that the Lord is going to make this thing happen for you that we are going to talk about today. You may not know how, but when it starts, it's going to come like a flood. And it's going to be a great blessing. I'm talking about a bountiful harvest for you. Amen. There is a bountiful harvest that is in store for you. Amen. It's called a full corn. It starts at a blade. It looks little. It's here a little, there a little. And then it comes together as clusters, you know, and it looks like the ear of the corn. And then all of a sudden it develops into the full corn. You know, so that's what we're going to talk about. It's going to be in stages. Now, I'm talking, today I'm actually talking about physical blessings. Amen. Praise God. You know, so don't spiritualize this message too much. You know, I'm talking about physical blessings. Blessings in the material. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong about preaching about that. And I want to preach it for you today. I've been seeking the Lord, you know, and asking God, I want the Lord to bless all his people. Amen. You know, and here's what the Lord is going to do. You know, you may not know how he's going to do it, but you be patient for it. It's going to come in stages. You know, first you're going to find out there is a little here and there is a little there. That's like the blade. When you plant like corn or maize, you know, all of a sudden, after a few days, we used to do this experiment when I was a kid. And after a few days, the thing starts to spring. It looks just like this thing they call Bahama grass or something. It doesn't look any different. You know, it looks almost like weed. You have to be patient. If you pull it up right there, you know, because it looks like wheat, then you're not going to get a harvest. You know, but it springs up a little here, a little there. You know, after a while, it grows into the ear. You know, so you see something, you see a cluster happening. You know, so that's what I'm talking about. And then the full corn comes after that. You know, so let's take a look at this and let's look at some scriptures. And I want to tell you something today. You know, all you have to do is have an open mind. Amen? Hello? Have an open mind. You don't worry about the Mother's Day celebration. We're going to do that after. But you have an open mind in this message because God has given me something to release to you prophetically today that is going to change your story. Amen. And if you believe it, you can say amen for it. Amen. That's right. So, as we go through these scriptures, you know, I'm going to share the scriptures with you and break it down, you know, and see what the Lord is telling us in the scriptures. Ezekiel chapter 36. We're going to read verses 29 and 30. Neither will I hide my face anymore from them. That's from you. For I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Next verse. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field. So I'm going to be talking about increase today, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine, amen, among the unbelievers. People are no longer going to be able to look at you narrowly, you know, narrowly, and say, oh, well, you know, where is God? A lot of people in this church, we thank God, are already blessed. But you're going to be blessed even more. Amen. All you have to do is just believe it. Because the Lord, you know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. And if you can only believe it, you're going to see tremendous increase in Jesus' name. Amen. Zechariah chapter 8. I'm going to go through these scriptures very quickly. And verses 12 and 13. And then when I do, then I'm going to come. And that's Zechariah chapter 8. And I'm going to go through this very quickly. That's not Zephaniah. That's Zechariah chapter 8. Verses 12 to 13. Who's in the back? They're not giving me the right scriptures. Okay, I have to find it myself. Pay attention, please. Zechariah chapter 8, verses 12 to 13. For the seed shall be prosperous. Amen? Do you believe that your seed shall be prosperous? The vine shall give her fruit, and the ground for you shall yield her increase. And the heavens, this is the best part of it, the heavens shall give you their dew. Amen. The dew of heaven is coming for you so that you may possess all these things, saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? You guys don't sound excited about a blessing. You know, I have been praying for everyone in this church. I couldn't really sleep much the last 2 days. But the Lord put a burden in my heart to pray for a special increase over your lives. And all you got to do today is believe it, and it's yours. Amen. Now, here is what the Lord wants me to tell you out of this verse that we just read. He said, you know, He's going to change your story so that you will have no more famine. People will no longer be able to say what's happening in your life. You know, He's going to change that story. This may be for somebody. You know, He's going to change your story. And when He does, you know, people who have, looked at you narrowly before, you know, He's going to change that story and you're going to become a blessing. Amen. Amen. Let's continue reading and we're going to see it here. Praise God. And I wrote this down. I said, you know, whereas people have narrowly looked at you before, you will now become a blessing. Hallelujah. Therefore, let your hands be strong. Amen. That's verse 13. It says, it shall come to pass that as you were before a curse, you know, it's like they look narrowly upon you and so forth. He said, now, you know, I'm going to change that story and make you become a blessing. But let your hands be strong. Amen. Don't be weary. let your hands be strong. You know, because believe your the Lord your God, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. When the word of prosperity comes, believe it, and so shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 23. Isaiah 30 and 23. Then shall he give the rain thy seed, and thou shalt sow the ground with earth. You know, so, and some of you have put in a lot of effort. I'm not raising up an offering today, so don't even think it's about that. If you want to give, when we call for the offering, give. But I'm just saying this message that the Lord gave me to give to you is that it is time for you to have an increase. Amen. You know, and we don't need to take an offering for that. Actually, what you should do is after the Lord gives you an increase, then you give an offering of thanksgiving. Amen. I don't believe in all those gimmicks that say, well, put an offering and then God will bless you. Let God bless you. Then you bring the first fruits of thy increase. That's what the Bible says. Thou shalt bring the first fruit. Thou shalt honor the Lord thy God with all the first fruits of thy increase. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, so that's not about that. So don't worry about that. We're not taking up an offering. It's just the regular offering in the service. But here's what he says. He will give you rain to thy seed. When you sow the ground, it's going to have an increase, which means the labor that you are putting, the work of your hands, will now have a tremendous increase. And it shall be fat and plenteous. Hallelujah. And the day that the Lord, your cattle will even feed in large pastures. Let me see what the Lord wrote down to me. I said, there is an increase and enlargement, hallelujah, that is coming to your pastures. You know, I had to write this down when I was seeking the Lord overnight and so forth, because I wasn't sure that I would remember the exact words. So I wrote it down. You know, there is an increase and an enlargement that is coming to your pastures. Amen. Isaiah chapter 62. I'm going to read verses 8 and 9. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. Surely, I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies. Amen. And the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for which thou hast labored. Hallelujah. It's not going to happen anymore. But they that have gathered it shall eat it, and they shall praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness, saith the Lord. You know, you that have labored for it, you are not going to be like the man that says, you know, every time I try to get in, somebody steps in ahead of me and get my blessing. No, that's not you. You will be the one that will step in. And you will be the one that will get the blessing. Because God is now calling for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is calling for it. The enemy shall no longer eat your corn. The enemy shall no longer grab your increase. Amen. Might be on your job. You might be in business. Maybe the competition is getting all the gains. No. It's coming to you now. Amen. Amen. It is coming to you now. Hallelujah. So that you might praise the Lord. So that you might eat it and drink it in the courts of his holiness. And so that you might bless the beauty of holiness. Amen. For the time to favor Zion has come. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, he says this, you know, when you eat of it, remember to praise the Lord. Amen. You know, that's what I have to bring out of that verse 9. When you eat of it, when you see all this increase, hallelujah, remember to praise the name of the Lord. For thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth. And the Lord is the one that's teaching your hands to profit. Remember the Lord thy God. I don't want to read too many scriptures because I want to give some time to pray and also what we want to do afterwards. You know, but here's another good one for you. You know, in the book of Job, chapter 8, and I love this one. You know, Job chapter 8 and verse 7. Praise God. Amen. Now, this again talks about being patient for what God is doing. You know, don't be in a hurry. He has a plan. It will be first the blade. It looks like little here and there. Then the next thing you know, it's clusters that are coming together, you know, and then it looks like the ear before it comes to the full blown. So there is a process and you got to wait. You know, Job chapter 8, verse 7 says, though the beginning of this thing may be small, yet the latter end should greatly increase. Amen, somebody. That's right. So don't despise the day of small things. You know, God can start it small. And why does he do that? Because he that is faithful in little will be faithful also in much. So he gives you a little and see how you manage it. Praise God. And if you don't, and I'm going to be praying for grace for you to manage it. You know, so, and when you manage it well, then he's going to give you more. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's coming. You know, so the beginning may be small, but the end is going to be greatly increased. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Amen. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. You know, so when these good things begin to happen to you, remember the Lord thy God. You know, don't forget him. You praise the name of the Lord thy God when these things begin to happen to you. You have to praise the name of the Lord your God. It is he's the one that's going to teach you how to make the profit. Now, there is this verse that I want to read for you, and I'm going to use it to bless you in the name of the Lord, and then I am going to pray. And when we do, I just want you to believe the Lord and see what the Lord is going to do for us. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 26. We're going to read verses 12 and 14. And Isaac sowed in that land, and he received in the same year an hundredfold. So I am going to be praying that hundredfold blessing into your life in Jesus' name. That's right. And the Lord blessed him. A hundredfold. And the man works great. Now listen to this. Don't stop there. The man works great, and he went forward. God wants you to go forward. God doesn't want you to stand still. Praise God. Even when he blessed you, he wants you to still keep on increasing. Amen. He went forward. He didn't stay in one place. He went forward. He enlarged his coast. And God began to bless him even more. And he grew until he became very great. Hallelujah. You don't think God blessed his people in the Bible with great things? Take a look at this. A hundredfold. Now, you know, I'm praying now for a hundredfold blessing. Amen. For myself. And what did he do? He had possession of flocks. He had possession of herds. He had a great store of servants. And when God does this for you, your enemies will start to envy you. Hello? Your enemies. But remember, the Lord prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. Well, they can envy all they want, but it cannot stop the hand of God. The hand of increase of my God that will be upon everyone that believes it today. Your enemies may envy all they want, but they cannot stop it. Because the Lord said, I will no more give thy corn to thy enemies. And your enemies will no more put their hand into your increase. Amen. That which is yours is coming for you. That's right. It's coming for you. It is yours and it is coming for you. And the Lord is going to give it to you. Amen. In abundance. Now listen to this. I want you to take a note of this. Why was it important that he should say that the Philistines envied him? Well, you know, God wanted to put that there so that you will know that you are always going to have people that are going to envy you. Hello? That's right. That's just the way it is. People are, when God begins to bless you, when God begins to increase you, people are going to envy you. That's right. But what does it matter? It is the blessing of God. Amen. Don't refuse the blessing of God just because people are going to envy you. That's their own problem. You can't control what they're going to do. You open your mouth wide and I will fill it, said the Lord. Open your mouth wide. God will fill it with good things. Hallelujah. He satisfied the desire of every living thing. He will satisfy your desire with good things in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me recap what I have said. I wanted to make this message short, and then we're going to pray. I want to recap what I have said. This message was entitled, The Blade, the Ear, and the Full Corn. You know, and there is a reason why the Lord brought it that way. You know, it shows that when the full, before the full harvest comes, it might come in stages. It might come when it just looks like the blade here and there. And it doesn't look like very much. But don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. That's why we read Job chapter 8, verse 7. Now, when it moves from the stage of the blade, then you start seeing clusters. Now, remember, let me make sure I get that clear, because I'm not sure people are getting that. The blade is like here and there. There's a song that says, you know, showers of blessing, sprinkles we have received and so forth, but now there's coming a deluge, something like that, you know. Sprinkles here and there, you know, a little here, a little there. But then, all of a sudden, they will be coming in clusters. Now, mark that down, because that's prophetic here this morning. It's going to come to you in clusters. That's the air. The air is like it puts it together, it gathers together, begins to bunch together. So you're going to have a season of a lot of blessings. Amen. Praise God. But still, it's not there yet. You are still talking about the 30-fold, 60-fold. We were talking about the 100-fold. You know, it starts little. It's moving into something. But it's coming into something tremendous. I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be enough room to receive it. You know, that's the 100-fold, folks. That's the 100-fold blessing. You know, so it's coming in stages. And that's the one I want you to hear. And, you know, Jesus said, don't you look at the harvest field right now and see that they are ripe? You know, don't you think that, I mean, say, don't begin to say in your heart that there are 4 months to the harvest. They are ripe already. You know, so I say to you prophetically, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I pray the grace of God over you, within the next 4 months, hallelujah, because the harvest will ripen for you in the next 4 months. Amen. Now, what date is today? Today is May the 9th. So within the next 4 months, something tremendous is going to happen for you. Amen. If you believe that, I want you to stand to your feet. Amen. Now, don't stop at the blade if you can have the ear. You know, how many of you have ever planted corn or maize when you were kids? I mean, are you going to harvest the thing when it looks like Bahama grass? You know, you got to wait for it to come full circle. And even when it is in the air, that's not good enough. You got to wait for the full corn, because the air just looks like a cluster and something little inside. It doesn't really have, you know, the full stuff. You got to wait for the full stuff. So why stop at the blade where you can have the air? Why even stop at the air? Well, you can have the full corn. Amen. Why stop at 30 when you can have 60? And why stop at 60 when you can have 100-fold? Isaac received 100-fold in the name of the Lord Jesus. He received it in the same year. Now, you got to be patient, though. You can't plant today and get it tomorrow. No, that's not how it works. You got to be patient. But I want to tell you something. I'm not asking you to plant anything. I'm telling you that you have already been planting. But the enemy has been stifling your increase. So I'm not asking you to plant anything new. You have already been planting. You have already been working hard. You have already been in the business. You have already been in all these things. But the enemy has been stifling your increase. But now, the Lord is calling for that 100-fold. Hallelujah. He is calling for it. Amen. And I'm going to pray grace of management into your lives. Because God already said it is time. But if you don't manage it well, You know, one guy didn't manage the gift that God gave him. He buried it. He didn't put it to use so that he can increase more. God wants you to put that ability to use so he can increase more. And when he didn't put it to use, God took it from him. Amen? How many of you know that story? The story of the talents. He took it from him, that buried his talent, and did not put it to use. And even told him, you should have put it to increase. You should have put it to use. Hallelujah. So very quickly, if you are in business for yourself, I want you out here right now. I am going to declare something for you that God is going to do. Now, don't worry about how he's going to do it. Remember, he said, the text we read at the beginning, he said, the seed is planted, but the earth brings forth by itself. You don't have to, every night when you plant the seed, go pluck it up and see whether it's growing. No. Praise God. You don't know how God is going to do it, but God is going to do it. And God is going to bring it. Now, after the business group, I will pray for another group. But first, I want to pray for the business group. Now, don't miss out on this blessing. Now, as you see, we're not asking you to put an offering. So it's not about that. So, but I want you to believe God. Amen. You know, believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Now, if you don't believe it, if the word is not mixed with faith in your heart, it's not going to work. Amen. And it's the anointing that you believe that prospers in your life. If you believe the anointing of God that's here today, that brings you this word, not me, forget me, but if you believe the anointing of God that comes to bring you this word today, it will bring that increase in your life. Amen. It will produce. Remember, Isaiah 55, my word shall not return void. Amen. But it will prosper in the thing whereunto I send it, and it will accomplish its purpose. The purpose today is to ginger faith in your heart. You know, these things are already done. God has already done it. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 23 says, sing, O ye heavens, and rejoice, O ye land, everywhere, for God has already done it. But we have to walk in the manifestation of it. You know, so the message today is to bring faith in your heart and to bring an expectancy. That's right. To say, my abundant blessing, my 100-fold increase is coming. Amen. It is coming. Can somebody say that? My 100-fold is coming. My 100-fold increase is coming. Listen to this, those of you who are in business. Your enemies may envy you, but that's not going to stop God. The Philistines, they envied him. They say, don't worry about it. God is going to, the more they envy you, the more God will be increasing you. But you must go forward. You must keep moving forward. Whatever it is, you know, Moses cried unto the Lord, and the Lord said, what is in your hand? You already, it's all, the beginning of this blessing that I'm talking today is already in your hand. I'm not asking you to go start something new. Well, if the Lord tells you to go start on him, that's between you and him. But I'm telling you that what you are already doing that does not seem to be prospering enough, that's the one that I've been praying over for the last 2 days. The one that you are already in, laboring over it, and it's not going as much as you think it should be going. That's the one today that the Lord is going to turbo boost it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now lift up your hands, those of you who are here for business. Remember, the enemy shall no more put their hand into your corn. But you that have gathered it, you that have labored over it, you will eat it in the courts of my holiness, saith the Lord. Now, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, I decree favor upon your people in Jesus' name. I decree grace for management upon your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, many of you don't know how to manage. Luke chapter 16 talks about it. If you have not learned how to be faithful in that which is another man's, or in the small things, who's going to bring into your hand the true riches? That's why I'm praying for the grace of management, the grace of being faithful in your hands, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. Can somebody give me a bottle of oil, please? On the back. I want a bottle of oil. I'm going to anoint all these hands. Give me a bottle of oil. I'm going to anoint your hands in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, sir. I am going to anoint your hands with oil in the name of the Lord. And this is the oil of increase. Amen. Now, there's nothing in this bottle. It's just oil. And then what kind of bottle is it? You know, olive oil. That's all it is. Pure virgin olive oil. There's no magic. There's no curious arts in this thing. You know, but, you know, they used anointing of oil in the Bible for various things. They even used it to sanctify vessels of the ministry, sprinkling and doing all of these things, blood and so on, various things, you know. But, you know, so I'm just going to anoint. And I want you to say, my hands are anointed. Say it with confidence. My hands are anointed. That's right. Say, I declare that my mind is clear. You know, the Bible says, while men sleep, the Lord seals instruction in their hearts. That's right. While you are sleeping, the Lord is going to put instruction into your heart. Because the Lord says, is he that makes you to profit. God is going to make you to profit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm looking for that verse. I think it's Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Let me see if I can find it. Yes, Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Thus said the Lord thy Redeemer. I didn't have that one written down. The Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee how to profit, and leadeth you in the way that you should go. And he is going to teach you how to do it. In the name of Jesus Christ. The riches of Egypt, the merchandise of Ethiopia, treasures of darkness, secret riches of hidden places, men of sapience and of stature, shall the Lord bring. They will come unto you in chains. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we are children of the King, folks. Lift up your head. Don't let the devil tell you anything differently. God has blessed you. Hallelujah. And I am going to release this oil prophetically upon you in the name of Jesus. Your hands. In the name of Jesus. Masaka tendori shilabo sandaria. Rianda bakale sheteri makunda se karuba tahanda shila. Zobandi kate marukalina. Ero saboni akatara bashikaruba sandara bakundi. Renda boshkalusa. Erutalina. Erutalina baka hinduskalu ashirabo itate maro. Da hinduskodusha. Bosanina, bosanina, bot, I caribalush. Aruma tahanda, rekindara moshinda. Yes, hallelujah. Anointing your hands with oil. Kondairi bashila husinda makuria. Maira kundishita runa saburi. Hela husanda. Marukashinda ramakunda. You see, what is he speaking? Well, I'm just praying in the spirit. Don't worry about it. Meka rosha tela busanda rima kauri mashira. Marakunda bashira. It's mysteries. Mysteries of how God is going to give you breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Breakthroughs. Victories for you. Breakthroughs for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kasanda boshene kandori masanda bakuria. Reba tanda ruba sekenderi maturi kashinda. I don't know if those people are part of the line. If you are part of the line, come forward. Marakunde sheri abosunderia. Marakunde sheri makutahila musanda. Marokenda mutashila mukurianda savaru. Rete sheri haksubari. In the name of Jesus. Who else? Put your hands out. My Kandori Mashia. Don't miss out. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Moskale Henderi. Haila Bashenda Makuria. Haila Basanda Kauri Bashera Bakuri Basandara. Era Boshende Makauri Basanda Makuria. Both hands. Both hands. Mera Kunda Shela Basundari Makari. Both hands. In the name of Jesus. Mere Kunda Saila Bakahanda Shere Makunda. Mara Kondi. Masandari ya bashila bakuri ya haila sodai. Sodai na bataila kunda mashera. Rabondia. Hede kasandara baush. Elura. Elura. Basondaria. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Ah, mommy. In the name of Jesus. Hala huse. Re shotaraba. In the name of Jesus. Hey. Pahale di shita bos. Rakundi rimashure basandaraba. Hallelujah. Now I want all the students. among the students. If you are a student of any kind, first grade, I mean middle school, high school, little school, you know, postgraduate, whatever. If you are a student of any kind, come on down right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you will be above only. I want you, those students, come on quickly. And I want you to be saying amen to this prayer. You will be above only and not beneath. You will never settle. I don't want any of you to settle for B plus or even A minus when you can get A plus. Hallelujah. You will be an A plus student. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to pray against the spirit of distraction, so that all those things that distract you and the things that are not important, God will help you to put them aside, especially you young ones. You know, your future is very important. So don't be distracted by things that are irrelevant. You know, watching TV for hours, doing video games, those things are irrelevant. They're not going to get you anywhere. Focus on your studies. Hallelujah. And God is going to increase you. Every one of you, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me have your hands. You are a student. God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. Your hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Your hands are blessed. If you are a student of any kind, or any grade, anything that you are in, hallelujah. God is going to bless you. Hallelujah. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. See the blessings of God. With the blessings of God. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. With the blessings of God. The blessings of God. Anything I do surely must be blessed. Anything I touch surely must be blessed. My hands are blessed. With the blessing of God. My hands are blessed. My hands, both hands, both hands. My hands are blessed. With the blessings of God. With the blessings of God. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. With the blessings of God. With the blessings of God.
Anything I
do. Surely must be blessed. Anything I touch, surely must be blessed. My hands are blessed with the blessings of God. My hands are blessed with the blessings of God. My hands are blessed with the blessings of God. Anything I do surely must be blessed. Anything I touch
surely must be blessed.
My hands are blessed with the blessings of God. Hands are blessed. My hands are blessed. With the blessings of God. With the blessings of God. My hands are
blessed. My hands are blessed.
With the blessings of God.
With the blessings of God.
Anything I do, surely must be blessed. Anything I
surely must be blessed.
My hands.